What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J.
This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate a baby and living your best life. Just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes, he is. And what's the second reason? While I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Come on, man. Y'all already know what it is, right? Because y'all are out there listening to me, right? And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And that is a third thing that I have to tell y'all. Oh my gosh, y'all already know what it is if you've been listening to me. And that is that I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, baby, and you like this, hold on, wait a minute. Who this lady, Jay? Well, I should give a shout out to haters. Let me explain something to you, okay? Haters acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you, baby. That's it. Let me see if I can put this out there in pieces for you. So when you're shining bright like a diamond, yes, you know God's putting you out there in pieces for everybody because you're doing what it is that he tells you to do. And this little light on the inside of you, you know, this light, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That light to just be shining so bright like a diamond. Look, like Rihanna, shine bright like a diamond. Yes, woo. Shine bright like a diamond. Oh my gosh, that light. Shout out to you, girl, if you listen. You never know who listens to you. But anyway, look, this is Just a Touch of J, right? You got this light that's on the inside of you. It's shining so bright, right? When it shines bright, all the naysayers, the haters, the disbelievers, you know, all them people that ain't believing you and stuff, like the nosy people, all them people, you know who I'm talking about. Y'all know. Them people that want to see what you got going on, the haters and stuff, they start coming over because they like, wait a minute, hold on, is that my boy over there shining on them? You know, that my girl over there? You know, they trying to figure out what's going on with all your pieces. See, what God does is when you shining bright, you doing what he tell you to do. He does that Psalms 23 thing in the Bible. He says, you know, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He said, I'm going to anoint your head with oil and your cups going to overflow. I'm going to make them your footstools. Just do what I tell you. I got you. Okay, so basically, just imagine this, right? You sitting there at this table, this bomb table. This table is for you, okay? You sitting there and nobody else is there but you. You know, just special. And God's like in front of you and everybody else is behind him, right? He don't see them, but he know they there. You know what I'm saying? He know they there. You know, but he's turning around. He paying attention to you. He's preparing this table for you. And they don't see him. All they see is the glory. Oh my gosh, y'all. This is just such a day. I'm chopping this out there a piece for you. All they see is the glory. The glitz, the glamour, the shine. Everything he putting out there for him, right? The bait that's luring him in. That's all they see. So they like, you know, what's going on, right? And he's going ahead and say, you know, let me go ahead and give you this, baby, because you're doing what I tell you to. Let me go ahead and do this for you. You know, he putting it out there in pieces, right? So what happens is they come over there. They start looking at all these pieces, all this light that's radiant, okay? Because the light disturbs their darkness, okay? They're no longer sleeping on you. Now they woke because the light got them like, whoa! Okay, startled them, woke them up, and they just trying to figure out what's going on. So what do you say to them? All you say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And if they really like hating on you, tell them to go over to the Just Touch J app or blackvibes.com or Google, you know, JUSTATOUCHOF_J. Yeah, that's what they call me. So I'm going to Google that, right? And the haters passion drink. It's a drink that I came up with because haters, they hate with a passion. So I'm going to go ahead, you know, hook that up, drink it, make them feel good. You make you want to. And baby, this is Just Touch J. That's it. I'm going to try to put out there peace for you. Now look, have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, mom, I've been dropping a dime on you. And I'm going real quick through this because I got a word for y'all, okay? So check out everything I got going on. Oh, my name is RONI76 on Instagram. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you, okay? Check it all out. All my inspirational stuff, just everything. Been doing it for like 2 weeks. Y'all got my app popping like popcorn, baby. Y'all got the podcast popping like popcorn, baby. Y'all got Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness, okay? Popping like popcorn, baby. New waist shaper just came out. I'm going to get ready to go ahead and release that. Just giving y'all a little heads up. Make sure y'all checking. This is JustATouchOfJay.com, ladies, so you can get this waist shaper that is called This Is Just a Touch of Jay's Pieces. Oh my gosh, so many pieces. Then we got, you know, the Charge Podcast Network. That's the pieces for the Just a Touch of Jay podcast that, you know, out here for all my podcasters. I created a mobile app for them. Then we got the Just a Touch of Jay show on Beat Break Radio and the 411 Wire. Oh my gosh. And then we got Just a Touch of Jay's affirmations. Yeah, I've been putting that out there, pieces for y'all on the app. Y'all been loving that. Y'all got my app. Yo, so popping. Thank you. And a podcast. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn like that? Oh my God, what y'all out there doing? Every time I turn around, first I was at like 50K on the one thing. Now y'all got me like 60K. Like y'all is just, I don't know what y'all doing. Like I was on 30 podcast streaming networks. Now I'm on like over like 50. Oh man, I feel like I'm missing something. Making Love V's Kitchen, I talk about that. I've been making Love V's Kitchen just so much. Like I'm all out of order and everything. I don't even care. I've been working out. I've been doing what it is I had to do. I came to y'all earlier, dropped a dime on y'all, but I was in the shower. Oh my gosh. Let me go here. I got to start. Hold on. Now look, I got my towel on and everything, y'all. I'm coming at y'all for real. Like I jumped out of the shower. God dropped a dime on me. I was trying to wait for this Sunday's word to give you this, and I'm going to come back on it. I'm going to touch base on it, but I just got to tell y'all this. Somebody is out there. Y'all need this right now, okay? So I'm in the shower. Now, before I was in the shower, I had went to the store, okay? This is the story I got to, like Biggie. I got to drop a dime on you, okay? I got to give you this information. So I went to the store, had to go get my meats and all that type of stuff, you know, and my vegetables, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, you know, my little regular thing. Pick up my meat order, you know, all that, right? So I'm at the store, you know, and I'm reflecting on what I was watching earlier. T.D. Jakes, he was talking about how God is like, and shout out to you, T.D. Jakes. Oh my God, the bishop. Yes. Shout out to you now. Look. So I'm listening to him. Today's message was about how you need to be hooked up with God. How God is like the Wi-Fi. Okay. And he directs us like the GPS system. And he was talking about how he speaks to you. He said, God speaks to you. Anybody out there to know that God speaks to him? So I'm coming to y'all. I'm asking y'all, is there anybody out there that knows that God speaks to him? Because when I was in the store, I'm sitting up there, I'm like, you know what? God, you just be talking to me. I'm like, you be dropping a dime on me. Like, you just be leading me this way and that way and tell me what to do, like, with songs and stuff. I record stuff, then I go back. I'll be like, wait a minute, hold on. God be like, you know, pause right here, put the five here, slide it back there. I'll be like, okay, Holy Spirit. Then I do it, and then it play. Then I press play at the end, and I'm like this. Oh, my God, that's me? You know, like, God, like, you know, I need you to make sweet potato brownies. I'm getting this download, like, 1/4 cup, this, and that. And I'm like, you know, that don't even make no sense. I'm in the tub, y'all, listening to R. Kelly. Instrumental, okay? Like, just listening, chilling, relaxing. Last year, God, like, look, you know, I'm here at sweet potato brownies. I'm like, who the heck makes sweet potato brownies? I come out with sweet potato brownies. Then, you know, I'm sitting there, he tell me to make a song, sweet potato brownies. So I'm just thinking about all this stuff. Like, God, you know, you've been leading me even with my healing. You know, while I'm at the store, I'm just thinking about this stuff. I'm walking through the store. I'm like, you even led me with my healing. Like, he led me to a lady who told me what to do. He told me to go ahead and share my testimony when I did. Another lady told me to try this supplement. This is the supplement of the people, Toxic Prevent, that I'm interviewing in the UK. Like, they big, like, you know, Johnson & Johnson, big baby. Okay, this is just a touch of Jay. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he's telling me to do these things that led to, like, the book that I'm writing. You know, and shout out to, you know, I'm going to be in a book, Destined to Win, Volume 4, like, just all type of stuff, and that's gonna be dropping next month. Okay, I'm gonna put that piece out there for you. But just so much, what to do with my app years ago, that I was gonna have a fitness company, just all these things I'm reflecting on. I'm like, God, you really gave me the vision. The Bible says, write the vision down, make it plain. Like, I'm in the store just like reflecting, like, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking about what TDJ says. I'm going back and forth. I'm thinking, right? So I go up. And I'm like, Dad, God, like, you so thorough. Like, you told me what to do with my fitness clothing, how I came out with my own sneakers, how to market my sneakers, you know, just everything. And I'm like this, I'm like, wow. You know, even with the this is just a touch of the J papers, my cannabis papers, okay? How to just do so much. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, wow. All I had to do was just listen and just believe. Any of y'all out there, like, y'all going through that? Like, I was really in the store just, like, reflecting. Have you ever reflected on just God just talking to you? What he tells you and how it gets you all lined up in the path that you're supposed to go on. So, I pick up the cantaloupe, right? Here's the story. I pick up the cantaloupe. And I'm like, okay, because now I get cantaloupe. So, I'm, like, hyped about it. So, I'm like, okay, look, I'm happy. Now the cantaloupe, this is my second cantaloupe. Yes. So I go ahead, I get the cantaloupe. When I'm looking at it, I'm like, this one right here look like it got a little something on it. Like, it's like, it ain't right. Like, it's like moldy, like green, something was on it. So it wasn't right, right? So I'm like, I don't know about that one. You know, I don't need none of them type of pieces, okay? When you got mold on the inside of your body, the last thing you need is some moldy fruit, okay? So I'm like, okay, you have to be very careful with cantaloupe. I don't know if y'all know this. You have to rinse it off before you cut it because you can get a lot of bacteria from the skin when you're cutting through it. So you got to be real careful with stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I don't know about this cantaloupe, right? So I picked up another one and I put it in 2 bags or whatever. And I wrapped it up because I got to be careful with certain things. So I go ahead and I put that in the cart. And then I'm sitting up there and I walk by some other cantaloupes. And I was like, maybe I should go ahead and get one from over here. And I went over there and I'm looking at them. And God shows me, like, pay attention that they ain't right. And I'm like, looking. I'm like, yeah, they don't look too good, right? And I walk away and God said, that's what T.D. Jakes was talking about. The GPS. What T.D. Jakes was saying is that God speaks to you when you get ready to make a wrong turn, like the GPS. When you're doing what the GPS tells you to do, you're going straight, you're following it. You know, it basically tell you, you know, you're going straight. It really don't say much because you're doing what it is that you got to do. But when you are getting ready to make that turn or you make a wrong turn, it redirects you. That's what God does. That's what he speaks to you. You know, that's how he leads you through life. So I'm like, God, oh my gosh, you're so thorough, you're so wise. So I'm in the shower, right? I'm in the shower just now and I'm thinking about it, okay? I'm literally in my tail with my butt, just how everything, you know? I literally hopped out the shower. It's like, oh my God, God, tell him I can't wait. I gotta download. I gotta come to my babies. I gotta tell my babies somebody need this. Cause I'm in the shower. And I'm like, that's what you mean. That's what you mean. And God's like laying it on me. He said, that's when I speak to him. The issue is that they don't spend no time with me. I had this girl who used to always hit me up. And she used to be like, you know what? I'm trying to, you know, connect with God, but it's just like I can't hear him. I'm like, cause you ain't spending no time with him. You know, people hit me up for advice and all that. I'm like, yo, you got to go ahead. You got to go to God. God going to lead you with that. I can't tell you what to do. You got to spend time with them. So, I'm coming on here and I'm telling y'all, this is for y'all who know that God really be talking to y'all. Okay? Because, you know, a lot of people out there, they don't believe that. They like this, for real, God be talking to you. Okay? It ain't my fault that he don't talk to you because you don't listen, because you don't spend no time with him. Look, God is like a relationship. You got to have a relationship with God. How would you feel if you was in a relationship, right? Okay? How would you feel if you was in a relationship and all you did was come to him when you needed something? Because that's how y'all, some of y'all do God. You come to him when you need something. You know, God, listen, you know, something is happening, you know, I'm having a little issue. I'm going to need you, you know, to help me out. But you don't spend no other time with him, but you want him to help you. What type of relationship is that? Seem a little one-sided to me. You know, I've been praying about it. You know, it's just like, you know, I don't know about this Christian thing. I don't know about if I could trust God. You know, I love the universe. Maybe you can't hear from him. Like I said, because you ain't spending no time with him. You ain't doing that. You know why I pray when I get up and, you know, before I go to bed. That's it, huh? That's it. He wake you up every morning. He starts you on your way. He makes sure you safe. All this stuff. Sent the son down the cross for your sins, if you a believer. And you don't want to spend no time with him. This is for y'all who talk to him. And for y'all out there, okay, who knows that he speaks to you. Keep on listening. I got out the shower. I literally got my towel on. Just to tell you, just keep on listening. Keep on speaking to him because it's a conversation. It's a relationship. So when you're giving something, you're going to receive something. It's reciprocity, baby. You reap what you sow. You don't give him no time, how you going to get it? I guess some of y'all out there doing that whole, you know, thing where, you know, you don't really want to be in a relationship with God. Sometimes, you know, things ain't going right in your life, then you want him there. You know, I had to tell y'all, man, he leads you like the GPS. The GPS. Soon as you make the wrong turn, nope, go back here. Don't do that. Like he did with me with the cantaloupe. I was getting ready to try to go ahead and get the ace. Then he said, you know, that's what it is. That's what Cheetah Jakes is talking about. I said, oh, okay. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. Let me tell you how he speaks. Okay. Sometimes you'll hear the still voice. Like, no, on the inside of you. Any of y'all out there hear that? I guess just something. You might call it your intuition. Call it whatever you want to call it. I know who it is. Okay, it's God leading me. Okay, ain't the universe, ain't nothing. He created it. Why would I go ahead and praise the universe when he's the creator of it? Okay, you know, I ain't mad at y'all to do what y'all do. Not at all. I'm just saying. You know, you got to spend some time with him. That's all. Let him lead you. He's going to lead you when you give him the time. When you let him leave you, when you believe, you won't have these issues in life. He'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. He gonna always make sure you straight. Always. For instance, my son, he hit me up today. Shout out to Quam if you listening. He hit me up today. He's like, Mom, you know, I messed up with something. I'm like, what? You know, he called me up. I'm like his go-to. He like this, like, Mom, I was trying to call you, but I couldn't get you. Mom, I'm like, what? I'm watching the past. I said, hold on, let me turn off church. Hold on. He like, Mom, you know, he hype. He like, I messed up. So he tell me something he messed up with. And I said, it's okay. He like, no, man, but you know, what am I supposed to do? And I said, you supposed to seek ye first the kingdom of God. God like laid it on my heart. I said, that's what God's telling me right now. He's telling me to tell you. I feel the Holy Spirit telling me to tell you, seek ye first. He said, man, I know it, Mom. He said, I ain't been spending no time with God like that. I said, He said, but you told me like 3 weeks ago that I need to be giving God more time, but I was so busy trying to do everything else. You know, I was trying to get everything situated. He said, and now things ain't working out. I said, well, I've been told. He said, but I did. I read the Bible after day. I said, okay. I said, now understand that God, you know, he knows if you out there, you're gonna try to cheat on him, right? You know, that cheating thing, like, you know, you do a little bit of time here, then you go ahead over here somewhere else. I said, you can't do that. I said, no. I said, you got to make sure you're devoted. He said, yeah, I'm seeing that I got some issues that I had last year. I said, you see how God's leading you? I said, see, what's so thorough about when he leads you, he's letting you know that he cares. Oh my God, baby, this is just a touch of jam. I'm chopping this out there in pieces for you. When he talks to you, he cares. Okay, now, I told my son that he like, you know, it's a little bit more to it, but I can't put all his business out there. But he got it. He was like, okay, Mom, you're right. I got to start giving God more time. Like, I know I'm anointed. And I said, you know what? You really don't have no choice. Because when you got a call in your life, God says, I foreknew you. I know who you are. You can play around if you want to. You might say every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. So you might just go ahead and just do what it is that you got to do and stop playing around with him. He's like, you know, I'm going to stop playing. I got to do what I got to do. I say, exactly. So that's that part of that story. Now, look, here go another story, right? Real quick, I drop a dime on y'all, then I'm getting up out of here. I just had to come over here and tell y'all this. So here's another one, okay? Now, my cousin, Brittany. Shout out to you, Brittany, okay? I told y'all I prayed for Brittany's mom. Brittany's mom's in the hospital. She's going through something, okay? She's fighting for her life, all right? But she's getting better. Okay, she was in ICU, all this stuff. It was just, you know, it was a sad thing. But Brittany was out in Georgia and Brittany had to leave, you know, and go down and, you know, and help her mom. Okay, so she's down there and she's like, you know, she's talking and she came and visited me before she left. And she's like, damn, cousin, because she didn't really like know, you know, what's going on with me. And she, when you see it, you know, it's different. She like, dad, you're going to be okay, cousin. You know, she helped me make my little air mattress bed, you know, because I told you I can't have none of my stuff. None of the stuff that I had at the other house, can't have it. No clothes, no nothing. Like nothing. Okay, I can have that was in that house. Okay, so I'm just like, you know, I'm starting over. And I'm like, you know, telling her, I'm kind of like complaining a little bit. I'm like, you know, Brittany, like, this is just so much. And I start crying and I'm like, you know, some of these days I can't even eat, Brittany. Like, I be feeling like things just crawling all over me because my skin is itchy. And I'm like, I just don't know what to do. I be confused sometimes because it got messed with your gut. And I'm just going on and on and on and on. She like, cousin, you gonna be okay. Right? So she leaves and she left. I felt like I lost my best friend. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, it just was a little hard sometimes. This is a little something, okay? But, you know, I'm a trooper. God, like, you know what I got you? I'm like, okay, God, right. So she gets to Jersey, and she calls me up. She like, yo, cousin, you okay? I'm like, yeah. She like, I've been praying for you, cousin. You're going to be all right. You know, she coming at me like that. You're going to be all right. I speak it in the name of Jesus. Like, God got this. And then she said, you know what, cousin? And I'm like, what? She was like, you know how you're going to be okay? I said, well, she said, because God be talking to you. I said, you know what? You kind of right, Brittany. She said, God be talking to you, cousin. Like, no, he be talking to me too. You know, he only talk to the third ones and like the good ones. And I'm like this. I'm like, you know what? You right. When you can hear, he talk to you. He talking to you because he know you one of his. Many are called, few are chosen. Chosen. He could talk to you. She said, you know how thorough that is? That's how you know you're going to be okay. He going to lead you. He got you. That's why he be talking to you. Because he got you. He leading you through this thing. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I just had to come over here. I got the chills all over me. Oh my gosh. If y'all can see my skin right now, I got bumps all over it. The Holy Spirit is dropping a dime on somebody. This is a prophetic word for somebody. This is something. Okay. You need to get this. God is leading you. Keep on listening. I don't know who this is for, but just keep on listening to him leading you. I'm speaking to myself as I'm speaking to you. Okay, I'm telling you, we got to just keep on listening. Stay in tune. Get your word. Get into your word. Okay, because the enemy, he's going to try to throw you off. That's what he's going to try to do. That is his job. Let me throw you off. Let me try to get you out of your pieces. Okay, that's what he does. He'll try to distract you. You be over here 1 minute, you over there. You try to figure out why the heck you keep messing with me. Because that's what he does. He does it to me all the time. He does it to the great ones. Okay, because he don't want you to get what God got for you. You understand what I'm saying? He knows how great you are. He is scared of you. The enemy is scared of you. Okay? You got to remember that. That's why he be messing with you and stuff. When you're trying to do what it is that you're supposed to do, that's right. Just keep on listening to God. Spend time with him. All he says is seek ye first. Read Matthew 6. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Okay? He says, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed nor reap the harvest, but yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. You have to have faith. Don't be little bit of faith. If he could take care of them, he going to take care of you. Okay, just touch it, baby. I'm trying to put this out there, peace for you. Just let him keep on guiding you. He's your GPS. If you're feeling it in your spirit, you like, you know what, Jay? I know God was leading me to this job. Or I know God was leading me to leave this job. Or I know God was leading me to this relationship. Or I know this and this and that. You know, I'm working on it. I talked to y'all about forgiveness and unforgiveness. Just let God just lead you with it. Okay? He gonna put it all out there in pieces for you. All right. So if he's talking to you, and like I said, I'm going to say this again. A lot of people will try to make you feel like God ain't talking to you because he ain't talking to them. They'll call you crazy. Something wrong with you. I don't know. She be talking about God be talking to you. He be talking about God be talking to you. Y'all know. Those of y'all out there that's sterling wise and y'all know y'all spend time with God. Y'all know he will talk to you through his word. He will talk to you through a song. He'll have a little kid come talk to you. Okay. Whatever it is, he will speak Okay, he will speak. And you got to make sure that you're listening. And you got to make sure that you're following what he tell you. Because he's leading you the way that you're supposed to go. Like I told my son, I said, son, you messed up. God had a little situation out there for you. Get back on track. Do what it is that you got to do. He's leading you. He's like, yeah, now I know. Exactly. Why do you know? Because he wanted you to know. Because he's leading you. Okay? So whoever this is for, just take that. Just understand he loves you. He's trying to guide you. He's like the GPS. When you get off course, you know, you got to make a turn. You got to go back. You got to do whatever it is you got to do. He's leading you. He talks to you. He loves you. He does that to the thorough and wise ones. Okay? So that's it. Look, I'm up out of here. Okay? Now, what's the first thing that I tell y'all when I'm getting ready to get on up out of here? To the left, to the left, to the left. Wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot to tell y'all something. How y'all want me to end this? Y'all like it when I do it like that. Look, y'all want me to give you my sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? Okay, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. I got so hype. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to tell somebody this. Somebody needs to know this. That God really do be talking to you. He really is talking to you. He's really leading you. He's really guiding you. Listen, spend some more time with him. Get up in that word. Get that relationship going, that personal relationship. So you can go ahead and get to where he's trying to get you to go to, baby. Because when he's trying to lead you somewhere, that's a thorough place. Okay, you need to be real happy. Like Brittany told me, girl, God be talking to you. I said, you know what? I was so thorough and wise. You right, he does. That's what he's doing with you too. Okay, so look. First thing I tell y'all, when I'm skiing on up out of here, to the left, to the left, to the left, is don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. And don't make yourself feel like that. No. You don't have no time for them pieces. You can't. And if you feel like, you know, I'm lost. I don't know. I be feeling like God be talking to me, but I'm not sure. You might be making yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. If he talking to you, he talking to you. Okay, you know the difference. He said, my sheep know my voice. A stranger, they will not follow. You better go ahead. You better read that word. Okay, you know it. Because he foreknew you. So he knows who he wants to lead. That's Ephesians, y'all. Y'all better go ahead. Philippians, all that. Y'all better go ahead. Y'all better get that. Y'all better get that word. I'm telling you, look. He said, I'm going to be with you like I was with Moses. He's going to be with you. And you know why he's going to be with you? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. I just told y'all. He prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemy. He anoints your head with oil. He gives you all this stuff when you're doing what you got to do. That little light on the inside of you, that's him. Shining bright like a diamond, okay? You got to shine. You got to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. You got to let it shine, okay? Now, you know what else you got to do? You got to spread love. You must spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way, baby. This just such a, you know, I'm from up north. Okay, you know I put the Timberland boots. I got to put that out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay, seriously. Have to, okay? You got to get that straight. You got to spread the love. Because God is love. And he's trying to spread the love to you when he's talking to you. Okay, now, do you want it or do you not want it? You know, I want it. When he leave me, he tell me to do something. When God be telling me to do something, y'all, and then I do it, and then it like work out, I'll be like this, oh my God, you crazy God. Like, I literally be in here having the whole conversation like, God, wow, for real? And he just be, Holy Spirit just be landing on me. I turn around, I watch something, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, dang, it be just what I was talking about. Or my son, he's so anointed. He'll call me up and tell me so many times, I'm telling you, over like 20 times, what the pastor just told me that I was watching. And I'll be like this, oh my God. I used to think I was going crazy at first. Like, this can't be life. This cannot be real. Like, I'm a freaking like psychic or something. But now I know it's just the Holy Spirit leading me because I've been spending time with God, you know, and with everything that you need, he is the provider. He knows it. Okay. So look, real quick, this podcast was just boom. It was just something I had to come on here and tell y'all. I'm going to really start doing that again. I used to just be coming to y'all in the car and stuff like, oh my God, y'all, let me tell y'all what happened. I'm about to start coming to y'all like that. So you still going to get Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. You still going to get Sunday's Word. But every now and then you might, you know, get me just dropping a dime on y'all about something that just comes to me. Because I can't hold it no more. Like, I can't. I'll be waiting like all week to talk to y'all sometimes. Like, oh my gosh, like, what? You know? Like, I got to wait all the way to Sunday. No, I got to wait all the way to Thursday. I can't no more. I got to drop a dime on y'all when I get the information. So make sure you getting prepared, because I'm about to be giving it to you, okay? And keep me in prayer, because I told y'all I'm fighting this thing, man. Sometimes, you know, I'm like, other times I'm hype, okay? Like just now I had some lamb, I had a little bok choy, I feel good, my system is feeling all relaxed, okay? I'm about to take my little magnesium and take it down and everything, but I just had to drop a dime on y'all, okay? I had to give you this podcast real quick. Quick recap is just that God speaks to you and he directs you. He will direct your path. That's what his word says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Seek ye first. All you got to do, he's going to direct your path. He's going to lead you like the GPS. When you get ready to make that wrong turn, he's going to reroute you. Nope, sorry. Please make a turn right here. Okay, but in order to get in that, you got to step into his will. In order to hear from him, you got to be in line with him. So that you can't do that, you know, that funny type of stuff, like, you know, act like you're in a relationship with him and then, you know, don't spend no time with him. Then, you know, when things ain't right, you want to be like, you know, God, listen, I know I ain't came to you in a while. You know, like, you know, he like this day, I'm gonna stop you from the car accident the other day. You didn't even know you was gonna be in it. You know, you almost got fired from your job, but I kept that straight when you had lied on that report, you know, and, you know, all type of stuff. You know, that time you stepped out on your husband, you know, I made it so, you know, everything was okay. You know, like, you know, he out here making sure you straight. You know, you ain't had no food, and I made sure you had some food, and you almost ain't had no money because, see, the checks was late at work, but I made sure that they got yours because I know that you needed to make sure you had to do what you had to do. And, you know, remember that time you had that car payment money? I wanted to make sure you had that, and I wanted to make sure that you were straight. He out here making sure you straighten. And, you know, when your child was doing this and they fell off the bike and they hit their head, you know, it could have been a blood clot, but, you know, I wanted to make sure that's straight. All these miracle signs and wonders he out here doing. And y'all ain't believing that he talked to you. Some of y'all. He talks to you. When you talk back to him. When you have a relationship. When you dedicate yourself and you give time. You spend time with him. You read your word. You get your devotions going on. You know. When you do all that type of stuff. He does something for you. All right. So that's all this podcast is about. I just had to tell y'all something. I said drop a dime on you. I said somebody out there struggling. Somebody need this. I said, God, as soon as I got out the shower, I'm talking about I was still dripping wet. I was like, hey, y'all, this is just Touch J. I had to come to y'all. I got to put it out there in pieces. Okay. So look, I'm up out of here. Okay. I love my babies. And I'll be back. Right. When I got something else to say, yes. When I got something else to say, yes. When I got something else to say, when God tell me what to tell y'all, I'll be back. Okay? Oh my gosh, I love me some God, y'all. I do. He saved my life, man. He saved my life. He changed my whole life around. I am just like so filled with joy and with love. You know, even in the worst situations, I just got peace. He just always keeps me peaceful. Even though sometimes I'll be like, oh God, I'll be crying and all that going crazy. I can't take it. I'm tired. I just want to eat. It's nothing like being able to cook anything that you want. And then all of a sudden you can. And every little bit of food you put in your body, you have a reaction to. And you're like, whoa. And then when you don't have a reaction, you're just so hyped. Like, I'm hyped right now. I had no reaction, child. I'm just so excited. So look, I'm telling you, man. God told me what to eat. He said, eat the lamb and have some bok choy. And I had the lamb and some bok choy, and I feel good. So listen to him, man. That's what I'm out here doing. I'm listening to him too. Okay? Now, for the last time. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Make sure y'all listen to the songs. You know, I got a little Nas joint I'm gonna play for y'all right after this. And I love y'all, okay? And for the last time, I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say. Oh my gosh, I love y'all. Y'all keep doing what it is y'all do. I'm praying for y'all and everything. Like I am. I pray for y'all because I love y'all. Y'all are really like, you know, thorough. I guess this could be kind of like a little quick this Sunday's word. I'll make this Sunday's word. And it'll be, the word is going to be speaks. Yeah, speaks. God speaks to you. All right? He speaks. Pay attention. I'll come back and I'll talk about it a little bit more, maybe something else. But I just had to, I really had to drop a dime on y'all with this. This is something right here, man. This is something. Relationship. You gotta have a relationship to be able to hear it. Can't be one-sided. All right, I love y'all. Bye-bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine. This is just a touch of check. Just trying to put it check. Because that's fine. Check. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of check and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Y'all see that? attention. All I need is one mic.
Hit. How we gonna lose with shit like this, my
nigga? Yeah, I walk through the valley of infidels, suckers, who adhere to sucker religions. Life's the Bible. We living in biblical times. First chapter. This chapter called men. Given knowledge by the psychotic, the black was college. We don't add it up, then that shit'll leave us divided. It's sorta like Ten Commandments. I'm talking about men and standards. I'm trying to reverse the damage. You boys obsessed with cameras. The debt we was handed. So many move like Judas. Look at the past, it's proven. It's my duty to speak truth to power. I be feeling like it's my fault. Around your enemies, then they call you before you hear about it. Talk to you like it's still love, keeping your vision clouded. Trying to get cool with guys cause you want them to choose sides. Campaigning with the haters, dismissing truth for lies. Definition of a man, don't fall on the stand. For your soul, the exec let you hold in advance. Don't be discouraged, just go with the plan. Gotta have faith in God's grace over the land. And I pray for the day when they lay down the cage. Make their way up out their maze, get their mind up out of days. Too many mamas laying flowers at their graves. Don't rap about death, it's power in what you say. Second chapter, and you get what you give. It's power in how you live. I sit and talk with the kids and tell them just how it is. Go straight to avoid the bids. Living fast can wait, stay down and work on your grades. Speak gospel for the next generation. You could have it all, just don't side with Satan. I seen that take down most of the greatest. Hotel suites, Hollywood stars hanging. The other side of what you think is fly. Your jury could be cursed and so can your ride. Let that soak in your mind. Suburbans and Beamers, shot up with Ninas. How to stop a young genius. Spiritual like a deep cut from Shirley Caesar. I wonder if it's Jesus when the baby reach up. Sharpening up myself cause I know they need us. My African skin gave me the passion to win. Praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. Third chapter. This chapter called women. Y'all been the rib since the beginning. A woman's intuition is what a man is missing. To understand your wisdom is something I had to learn. Somehow you the most unprotected on planet Earth. Your smile lift me up and your eyes kiss my soul. Your sweetness is honeycomb, such a lovely tone. You hold the power to make a house a home. Because of you I wanna right my wrongs. Kiss your mother cause we only get one. A grandmother's words to a grandson. Beautiful minds, developing time. Checks every month cause you held me for nine. They might see an image of a woman who's flawed, but I see a woman in the image of God. Highest regards, I light a cigar. To men, women, and children, my Bible is ours. Open it up, listen to it anytime. That Revelations vibe, get you through it. Ain't none of us perfect, I damn sure ain't. Praying this doesn't come to a tragic end. We just gonna hope for the best and do our best to be our best, no less. Yeah. Yo, I woke up this morning, had to pray to God and thank him cause I made it this far. I kept it me. I'ma stay me no matter what. No matter who change up, I'ma try to get him to see the right path. So I think I'm on the right path.
Hey y'all, did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No, I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for them to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see
what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you, all right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid, all right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort, as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Hey y'all,
what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life, but listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for Beat Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire. And right after this, yeah, they're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is just a touch of jet. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's
the word on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Oh, my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire, and I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. What we're going to do this week is we're going to switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl, Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is Just a Touch of J, man. Oh, my gosh. Make sure y'all checking out my girl, Mary J. Blige, on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
All about my
it's
life.
It's all about my life. Yeah, all right?
So the song's
about to
week.
Put this out there in pieces for you.
Can't live without you.
Can't live without
can't
you.
Live without you, babe.
Wait a minute, y'all. Did y'all like that? This is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey, don't rush, baby. Hey, the loving ain't going nowhere.
Slow down. Slow it down, yeah.
Don't rush, baby.
time and get it right in the groove. Now there's no need for us to be in a rush, so slow it down.
Listen, y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that, don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is just a touch of J, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, all right? Check out the next song, man. It's up next. Drop a bomb, man. On y'all like flex. Look what I love this one right here. This is just a touch of J. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need you. Oh,
your man for you anytime you need.
Y'all hear that?
Real girl, in your world.
Oh, believe man,
me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She said she can love you.
I can love you.
remember that one? Oh my gosh, I told y'all, man. I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J. Man, gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says. Everything, man. I'ma end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of J, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. All right. Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call.
Everything, everything, everything.
Google Justice Touch a J, download the Justice Touch a J app, and check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Justice Touch a J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of check.
Ladies, y'all hear that?
Pieces for you.
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
It's just a touch of the chest.
R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby.
Lady,
all he needs is just a touch of chip. Tell it fit, baby.
Ladies, all he needs is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?